holding. Is this Mario? Thank you for holding. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mary. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay.
Okay, it's good. That's what I like to hear. It's better than bad. That's good. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
She did an excellent job. Yes, she did.
Awesome. So she asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details.
Put it this way, she did an excellent job that I didn't hang up on her, because I would have hung up on her, and she kept my attention. So that she did an excellent job, trust me, because I would have normally hung up.
You and me both. I get a random call, I go click.
Right.
Better be a voice I recognize real fast or I'm out of there.
Right, she had a friendly voice, so I kept her on the line.
Okay, that's good. Tara's great. I've worked with her for a long time. She's one of those people that, you know, you see every day for 10 years. You kind of get to know them,
that's,
and their kids
good.
And their family.
Yeah, she had a friendly voice, so I kept her on the line. I like the voice.
She's a good one. She's a great person. But before I dive into any kind of pricing with you, Mary, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services or how the placement on Google works?
No, I think I get it. I think I understand that, how it works.
Okay.
I think I understand. Yeah, she kind of explained quite a bit to me. So
okay.
I think I get it. Like
okay.
Right now I'm working with Angie's. I work with Angie's List right now, but they're quite expensive actually. My leads are, they're very expensive, but I don't know
that.
What you guys are, but
yeah,
they're like, I mean, they could be $30 a lead up to, you know, $18 to $30 a lead. And sometimes I have no control over it, what I get charged. And then I have to fight. It's getting really expensive and I'm not happy with what I'm being charged. So.
No, that's definitely expensive. I mean, $30 a lead is, wow, you know, if you just get one a day, I mean, you're spending, what is there, you know, 31 times
I've spent
30,
over, I've spent over $200 a month on Angie's List.
Wow. On average, about 200?
Yes.
Okay. That's actually not bad. 200 is reasonable. Once you get over 500, then it's like unreasonable. That's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for lawn care and landscaping, but you are coming into the peak time of the year, so, you know.
Right, right. So, I mean, yeah, so, I mean, like, the last month I think it was 177 or something. I mean, it's not too bad, you know. I mean, I pick and choose them, but sometimes I don't like how they charge me for things that I shouldn't be charged for, and I kind of look at, a little upset with some of the things that I get charged for, but anyway.
That's
the number one complaint I
get from people who use that service. They tell me that, you know, the leads, they go to four or five other people. They don't just go to you, and then they get charged for it, even if they don't get the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they put themselves on Google. They do something very similar to this. You'll see like 10 best lawn care and landscaping companies on Google, but they take the lead and it goes to four or five of you, and they charge all of you the fee, whether you get it or not.
Now, as of the end of March, they changed it. So now the homeowner has to go on there and they pick it. The Angie's don't go on there and send it out anymore. The homeowner actually, I think the people must have complained about that or something. Yeah. So now, because I've been told that, so they just can't go on there and just send the lead to you. The homeowner has to get on there and accept, you know, go in there and pick the lead themselves. So I don't know. That's what I was told.
That's good though.
Because
I'm
not getting as many leads as I was. I was getting a lot of leads, you know, the last month, but I'm not getting as many because the homeowners are picking them and the Angie's List isn't sending them to me anymore. So now I'm not getting as many leads. I've noticed that.
Yeah,
I was getting like 3 or 4 leads, like in a half an hour or hour, I'm getting leads all the time, and now I'm just getting 1, 2, like in a couple of hours. I'm not getting as many as I was. The lease has definitely slowed down.
Yeah,
so, but
which it should be speeding up. Yeah, ironically,
right.
It's getting
speeding
to
up. Exactly.
Peak time.
Exactly.
And the longer you're up there, too, I mean, you should have, you know, more leads coming in, more people seeing reviews.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
The major benefit to you in this phone call is that we even have a listing available, like within your area. You'll notice if you go on Google, you typed in like lawn care or landscaping in Glen Burnie or any of the surrounding areas. If you just look anywhere in Maryland, you're going to get these three companies right here next to the map. It's guys like Knott's Lawn Service, Old Line Lawns, Billy Goat Lawn Service. I don't know if you heard of them before.
I've heard of Billy Goat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's super local to where you are, actually. So you probably see
that
one around.
Yeah.
But that's actually one of the ones that's not going to be there. So you'd basically be taking that spot from them. Because the position just became available, we're actually going down a qualified candidates list. We're looking to fill that spot with one of the lawn care landscaping companies off of our list. So once we fill it, we close out the whole category. We can't work with anybody else unless one of you guys that like moves to another area or discontinues their placement. But that would be our max capacity. So just to give you an idea on what to expect.
I choose to keep getting more five-star reviews because I want to make this a family-owned business. I'm in the process of getting a grant, and I want my boys to wear uniforms from shoes all the way. I want to stand out above all the rest. Mm-hmm. I want him to have complete uniforms. I want to have, you know, trucks. I want them to wear clean uniforms every day. I want them to be groomed. I want to go out there and I want other guys to ride by us and say, damn, they look good. That's what I want. You know,
I want to see you all the time. Like anytime they pull up their phone and they look for lawn care or landscaping, they're going to consistently see your business day after day, always top recommended. So that's a huge starting point because when you get that kind of exposure and that kind of clientele coming in, the money's there for you to do those kind of things.
I'm giving people, you know, because I'm an older person and I'm a Christian, a very caring person, I want to give people that have or on fixed incomes, I want to give them discounts. You know, I want that to be known too, you know, in my ads and stuff. People that are on fixed incomes, people that are senior citizens, you know, it's tough for them. And I know that because I've got family members in that predicament, you know, and I want that, you know, I want all of that. And I want it to be the customer service part of this.
Those are definitely things we can put on your website. Absolutely.
Okay. Need to get a website. I need to build a website. I don't have a website. I need to do that. So I need to figure out how to do that.
This is brand new to me. Yeah, we have a package deal that comes with the website and the placement. So that way you don't just want to have a website where people aren't seeing it on a regular basis. It doesn't do you much good, you know. So
our
services, when you get the placement, we have packages where we go and we'll build the website for you too to make sure you have all the tools to basically have a level playing field with these guys like Old Line Lawns and Knott's Lawn Service. You know, they didn't build it themselves.
Okay.
They have a Google partner like us that's built it for them, and got them up there, and it's keeping them up there, right?
Oh, okay.
So the website's a part of it. The package would also put you on other platforms as well. So you'd be on, like, the first page of Bing as a top option. You'll have a Facebook business page with Facebook ads. You'd be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few, you know. The idea here is for us to be like a one-stop shop for you, Mary. We don't want you to have 100 different bills floating around or 6 home advisors or Angie's to try to get things moving in the right direction. You know, the whole point is for us to come in there and make your life easier, handle the bringing clients to the table and all the online listings. And, you know, obviously we want you guys to focus on getting good reviews and taking care of people. If we could do that, then it's a beautiful, beautiful partnership the way it
works. Right. Okay.
So, I sent you a text here with a link to the pricing page. If you could open that up, I could go over some of the pricing and the exact details on what you'd be getting for the price. And Don't panic when you first open this, okay? You might see some big numbers there. There's about six different packages, but the reason Tara wanted me to jump on with you is because I can apply some discounts for new businesses. She said you just started about a month ago. So I'll try to get it as low as possible for you without cutting any corners.
All right, so where do I go here?
So if you scroll down, you'll get to it. It's under the Google Partner.
Okay, right there. That's what I hit Google.
But keep going down. There's a section that says local SEO plus Facebook ads.
Okay.
So you'll see numbers. They usually range anywhere from $299 up to $599.
$499,
$599.
Okay.
So the package that's ideal for you and our most popular is the Platinum package. Of course, it's the most popular and it's ideal for you and it's the most expensive, ironically. That's how things work.
Because it takes money to make money. I'm a big, I know that.
It does.
It takes money to make money.
I could appreciate that, you know, because getting a business up and running is not a cheap thing or else everybody would do it, right?
Right, exactly.
But the Platinum package is normally $599 and there's usually a $299 setup fee. So normally the initial investment for a new company to get all this done, and I'm not talking, just flipping a switch and putting you up there, right? We verify you, we buy the domain, build the website. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into that, but it's usually $898, and then it goes down to $599 each month after that. What I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I can get you on a Platinum package, but I'll reduce the rate to just $299 as part of a new in business credit, and then I'll also reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment would be $398, and then each month after that, it'll go down to $299, and you'll keep that deal for as long as you're with us. That won't go back up or change on you. So it's pretty significant savings. I'd be saving you about $500 off the initial investment today, but I'm going to be saving you another $300 every month moving forward. And if you're going to compare it side by side with Home Advisor by Angie's, you're going to see some pretty glaring differences, not just return on investment-wise, but just the quality and the amount of customers that you're in contact with within the first month, just because we're going to have so many different ways of getting leads, and there's far more people using Google to search for things than are going to Home Advisor by Angie.
Right. I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are.
Yeah, but we're also putting you on Bing and Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, so we'll have about, you know, honestly, like 10 different ways of generating leads for you. You're even on Amazon Alexa voice search results. They utilize the Google top recommendations for their top recommendations. So getting that spot really establishes yourself and gets the business name out there in a way that nothing else can do today. I mean, people don't really pay attention to billboards or the Yellow Pages or business cards or door hangers the way that they do when it comes to Google.
Oh, I know. Everybody's like Google and everything. Everybody
right.
Googles that.
It's just convenient. Chances are they already have their phone in their pocket or their hand when they go, oh, I need this handled, you know. So it's
right.
As simple as them typing in lawn care, landscaping, any of your services. We actually list you for 15 different ones at a time, and you're there, you know, and all they got to do is click on you, and they could call you directly. And you're getting live calls from real people in real time. Within 40 to 50 miles of you.
So you are trusted by the Better Business Bureau?
A-plus accredited, over 21 years in business, and thousands of reviews online as well.
So, but
we're,
you don't,
partnered
you are
with third, Google.
You don't work, you're not Google, you're a third party.
Yeah, Google doesn't call. They have premier partners. That's why that badge is there right above the pricing page. We're a premier Google partner. So we're right next to Google. But they don't actually call out. That's what they have us do. We maintain the listings for the business owner.
Gotcha.
Make sure it's working for you guys. And then you keep paying Google every month. And that's how they make all their money. the partners are actually the ones that help them at the actual Google headquarters. They're focused on trying to make the next big product.
Well, they're all $2.99 a month. Whether you go with the Pro, the Platinum, or the...
Well, so the Platinum package is advertised at $5.99, the very last one.
Right. Out.
But they have a $2.99 setup fee, I think, is what you might be seeing there in the fine print.
Okay, well, I'm just saying the Essential says $2.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee.
Yeah.
And, I mean...
So that's almost $600 that you would pay on the first month, and then you pay $2.99 every month after that. It'd be $5.98 and $2.99. What I'm doing for you is I'm going to put you all the way on a Platinum, but it would just be $3.98. So I've reduced your monthly cost by 50%, bringing it from $5.99 to $2.99, and then I've reduced your setup fee by 66%, bringing it from $2.99 to just a one-time setup fee of $99. So the first payment... or the first month's payment today would just be $3.98 out the door for the full Platinum package bundle and all of its contents. That's your website.
So what? So when I get leads from you all, how do I, like Angie's List? Like another thing with Angie's List, I lose leads. I have to go back find them, and I don't know where they are. I'm like, where did that go?
Well, I mean, by the time you find them, they're probably gone anyway because they sell it to like five or six other people. You know, they're not doing.
No, it's like with the ones that I won, like that are in my file, or I lose them.
Okay. We have an app.
Okay, so
in the app store, it's called a local Splash, and you'll have your own username and password, and they'll all be saved in the app. From every platform. So you'll not only have them saved in there, you'll be able to see like how they found you, what platform they came for, whether it was Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook.
And
you'll have transparency.
The people that have come to me and that I've won the job and, you know, went out there and actually got the job,
mm-hmm.
I'll be able to see them each time in that app. I can save that, and I'll know who these people are in case, you know, one or I've died. And how does that work? I mean,
it's a CRM. It's actually a crucial tool for most businesses. CRM stands for Client Relation Management. And so, you know, you're going to have too many clients. You'll have a guy call you, hey, remember me from 2 months ago? And you're going to be like, huh? You know, but you can go into the app.
Right.
Punch in his phone number. You have a whole track record there of everything that happened. We also we also have the app where you even have like recordings. You can see what he looked up to find you. You could hear yourself talking to the guy, you know, about the project. It'll all be saved in there, and that's good for
you.
Really? Yeah, because you can fine tune how you answer the phones. You could hear yourself answering the phones, and that'll help you a lot too. The app will also help you because they'll put a tracking number in there. So that way, when you're receiving calls from customers, you could see that it's a customer and not a personal call. So you'll be able to separate that in real time as that caller ID system comes through. And then also, as you're getting calls, it'll tell you, don't forget to request a review. In the app, you can actually put their phone number in and send them a link to your Google Business profile after you guys have completed the job, and it asks them to leave a star rating and about their experience. And you could have basically every one of your employees have access to this app, and it'll help them keep track of the customers and make sure to send out the review request form so we can build up your reputation.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Yep. So you're going to love it. But I got to create your Google Business profile first. So on the first page of Google, Mary, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone
number? It's mine. This one. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
They'll get you a tracking number, but this is the line that's going to be receiving the calls, right? 410-984-2554?
2554. Yep.
Okay. Your last name is Dominic?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is Mary short for anything, or is just M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing, too, and receipt and access to your tracking system and app. What's your business email address that I could send it all to?
DominicLandPro@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, I noticed the name we have here is Dominic Landscaping. Did you want to change that, or?
Why? What do you think? You think that's too long?
No, it's fine. I just noticed it said Dominic Landpro, so I didn't know if you were already in the transition or you just did that because that was what was available.
No, I like it, Dominic Landpro.
Okay. Do you want the name to appear as Dominic Landpro on Google?
No, I want Dominic Landscaping.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure everything matches up. That's all, Mary.
Dominic Landscaping is our company name, and Dominic Land Pro is our email.
Okay. So just to be transparent, the email is going to be DominicLandPro@gmail.com, just to confirm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I can hide the address if you don't want it displayed or if you do business from home, but where can I send that letter?
Yeah, I don't really want our address there because it is business from home. I mean, they can know that we're in Glen Burnie, but I really don't want to know the actual address. And that, you know, you never know what people do.
Yeah, no, I'll have the city, state, and zip still displayed. I mean, that's mandatory, but I just need an address to be able to send the Google verification letter. And then there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'll get from you when it comes in, just so Google can confirm that you're actually there.
7946 Myers Drive, M-Y-E-R-S Drive.
Found it. Glen Burnie, and it's 21061?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mary, and how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
We can actually do from, we can do 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
We work Saturdays. We work Saturdays, too. He can work Saturdays.
Okay, 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed. Or do you want me to go by appointment only on Sunday? So that way they could still call, but you guys aren't expected to work.
No, I'm Christian. I do not work Sundays. We do not work Sundays at all.
I love that. He has risen. I hope you had a good Easter.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I love Easter. It's actually one of my favorites.
I turned my phone completely. I have it off, and they still come through.
That's how they make money. So they don't really abide by the rules because it's like they need to send those leads in order to get paid. So I've had people tell me they pause the leads or try to cancel the service, and then it automatically pause.
They come through anyway, and I pause my leads, and they come through anyway.
Well, so I'm happy we're doing this, Mary. I'm telling you, after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave those guys if you're not already on that boat. I can't tell you how many people I've signed up where they say, I'm not buying leads anymore. You know,
I could stop. I mean, I'm on a contract with them until October, but I could stop it. You know, I don't have to buy any more leads. I could just buy any more leads.
Yeah, that's just to be on their directory. And that's likely what you'll do. I mean, it's a different ballgame when people are calling you as a business owner for your help versus you trying to call them and convince them that you're better than the other three or four people that they talk to. You know, the only way to win jobs on that platform is to be cheap. You know, you don't want that.
I had a really good customer service guy there. He was really taking care of me really well, and he left because his wife had a baby for a couple of months, and he left me this other girl in charge of me, and I've called back for her to call me back. She's not calling me back, and I'm getting really upset with this, and I'm like, yeah, so I'm not getting any help from them right now, and so you guys all had a good time because I'm not getting any help from them. I'm not getting any help, and I'm a little pissed.
Well, I'll send you my direct number and extension right now. I just sent that off, but we also have 24/7 customer service, so if you ever dial that same number.
Really, because they don't have that. Yeah, they don't have that.
Well, again, we're a Google partner, so our whole job is to make sure that the business owners have the help that they need because Google's not able to provide that to you. So that's like 99% of the reason why they invented our company. So that you have help and you're not expected to be a computer wizard or have Google credentials in order to make it work for your company, you know. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Okay. So I just sent that to you there. I have your account created, Mary, but we are going to want to interview you. So we have a separate department that does what's called a client interview. And during that interview, they'll go over like all the services you provide, the area you cover. We want to get an idea on how you want your website to look and get the domain name for your website. So sounds complicated, but it's really about a 30 to 45 minute phone call. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
They just walk you through it. But we do ask for an hour window. Is there a time later today or tomorrow where I can have the representative circle back with you?
Tomorrow will be better, if you don't mind. I'm expecting this today.
We do have afternoons today, too, by the way. We have all the way up until
I have
six,
a doctor's appointment.
Oh, okay.
I have doctor's for today. Tomorrow would be the better day. If you could do in the morning tomorrow or anytime tomorrow. Anytime tomorrow is good.
I think the earliest they have available for tomorrow is actually kind of late. It's like 10 to 11 Eastern Standard.
Okay. That's perfect, actually.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation with you, and I will send the invitation to your email, and then they will also text message you 1 hour before the appointment. So about 9 a.m. tomorrow, you'll get a text message reminder from our company.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Just so you don't forget. Hopefully everything goes well with your doctor's appointment, though. I hate going to the doctor myself.
It's just a follow-up. No, it's fine. Do you want me to pay you today with this?
Yeah, that's the next part of this, but I just want to schedule this appointment first. So give me 1 second here.
Okay. Now, if I use one card today, can I switch it to another card later?
You can, absolutely. We always send over the invoice receipts, too, so you could still write it off. If you, like, put it on personal, then change to a business later, you'll still be able to write it off as a business expense because it's Google advertising.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get it back that way and with the customers that it brings in. Okay. All right. Now I've opened up the billing section here. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Give me a second. I'm trying to find a card. I wanted to use this one card. I'm a little frazzled because I don't know how to do that. That's the order. I don't know where I get the card. It's bothering me. Because I want to give you a card, but I definitely don't want this to be charged on this card every month. I definitely want to change the card number.
Okay.
I have a one.
Yeah, I mean, you could always contact me directly, or like I said, we have 24/7 customer service, and then also in your app, there's a billing section, so you can manually do it, or you could call in. There'll always be somebody to help you get that done.
Okay, cool. Hold on, let me just find it. My card is here. This one might work. Let's try.
Okay, it'll let us know right away if it's...
Right. Yeah. Let's try this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
4147 1814 0245 2407.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0925.
Okay, and there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
003.
Okay, go ahead and update. And then I'll try to process. Normally we wait until we do the voice verification to process, but if we're not sure if it'll work, I want to...
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll work. So just...
Okay. All right, let me just make sure I add the website here. Go $299, and then I'm going to waive the setup fee down to just $99. So it's going to try to process for $398. Okay.
Might not be. I don't know how much money's on there.
Okay, it's just kind of spinning. Usually it goes, it processes pretty quick.
Might be at peak money.
What was that? I'm sorry, Mary.
It might be, and it might be too much. It might be, yeah, it might go over the amount, so I'd have to use this stuff.
It's like a credit card?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they start the limits, but it's weird. It's not saying it's declined. You know, usually it'll say declined right away. It'll just turn red, and it's not doing that.
Yeah,
spinning. Oh no, yeah, there it goes. It turned red. It said insufficient funds.
Yeah, that's because it has money on there, but that's too much money to spend. That's what
right,
is.
Yeah, credit cards definitely have their limits.
Yeah. Okay, use... I had this credit card with 0%. Percent value until the 2026, and now I have to.
Well, take your time. I mean, we're not in any kind of rush. I mean, obviously, okay. Google's objective is to fill the position. So, you know, if we're doing that, I can hang on the phone. It doesn't matter.
Give me a second. I will find a card for you to put this on. It's just going to take me a minute.
No worries. Right. I've already sent the client interview. The account's set up. Verification letters in the mail are going to be in the mail here shortly.
You know what? I'm just going to use the business money to pay this cash. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay cash for this. Okay. I'm going to just pay cash for this. All right. Use this number. This definitely will go through right away.
Okay.
4737.
Okay.
0310. 2449-3568.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It is 11/28.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
239.
Okay.
Now, this is my debit card. This card cannot be charged once a month.
Right. Yeah. When I get
the new card, I have to change it immediately because this can't be charged once a month. This is coming out of my money.
Yeah, you don't want that. The business expenses.
This will go right through because there is a lot of money there, but I can't have this coming out of there.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So it's just a phone call. You let us know, and we can switch it. It's no big deal.
Okay.
But again, we are always going to send everything in writing. So it looks like this process. What's going to happen is you're going to start receiving some texts and some emails here shortly just to confirm everything. You'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing, your username and password for the app, and directions on Google verification. But while we have those coming through, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is also going to outline the service agreement. It's going to be very similar to what we're sending in writing there. And if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you if we need.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Mary. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dominic Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Mary Dominic, owner of Dominic Landscaping.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Mary, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we're not saying that you have to cancel anything that you currently have or that you can't do any other forms of marketing. But if you are going to add anything, which you shouldn't need, I try to put you in a position where we're like a one-stop shop for you. But if you're going to add anything, just let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the online listings that we've created. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, you already know what I'm doing, so I'm going to cut that off right now.
Yeah, it's just if you get a call from, like, Yelp or another marketing agency and they're like, hey, we want to do this, you know, it's like, okay, I already have somebody taking care of that. You don't need that kind of service, and you don't want to
– Exactly.
They'll just create a duplicate and take your money, so we don't need that. The duplicate causes a problem, and spending more than you need to is just unnecessary. Okay, so it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is – April 21st of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 with a one-time setup fee of $99 for the initial investment. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the 21st day, but it'll be in the discounted price of $299. Obviously, we're going to adjust the billing information before May 21st, right?
Yes,
before the next billing is due. Now, it does state, Mary, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue the services, let us know before the 21st day so we can stop it from automatically charging the account. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So the payment has already cleared, so you should have a full outline of the agreement there in writing. The only homework you have prior to your client interview tomorrow between 10 and 11 is going to be to sign the subscription terms. So there's a full agreement in writing, both in your text messages and emails.
Okay.
So if you can get to that and then obviously sign off on that, it'll have everything that we're doing for you outlined in black and white there. I'll have the discounted price, the cancellation, everything that we went over. So that way you have full transparency and you have it documented even though it's month to month. And then also I highly recommend downloading our app. If you go to your app store on your mobile device.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's called Local Splash. It has a blue and orange LS. And then your username and password's already in your text messages there, so you could use that to log in. But other than that, just look out for the phone call tomorrow between 10 and 11. Good luck at the doctor's appointment. Hopefully everything is smooth, and then we'll talk to you in the morning and go through the next steps of getting you up and running.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great day.
You're very welcome. If you need anything, just call. You have my direct number, and like I said earlier, you got 24/7 customer service, so don't hesitate to call if you need help, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Mary. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.